Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I would now like to hand it over to our own Jonathan Shippy Shipman, who's going to take us on a deep dive exploration and peel back all the layers of the Drake curse.
Yes, thank you, Skin. This kind of came to me on Wednesday night as I was watching a little playoff hockey, which is classic me. Game four was in Toronto, and there were memes going around of one Aubrey Graham. Drake, the very famous rapper, he was there in Toronto. Of course, he's from Toronto, so it makes a lot of sense he's in his hometown, repping his hometown team. Well, the problem is this man carries a curse with him and whatever jersey he rocks. So as I saw those memes going around, I was like, all right, I'm going to flip over to the game. I flip over in the Bruins-Maple Leafs game. The Maple Leafs are down 5-2. And they ended up winning 6-4. And I wanted to take a deep dive into this a couple days before, because this game was 2 days after AS Roma, an Italian soccer club. They posted a tweet banning players from taking pictures with Drake. So, and the reason they did that is because recently Levan Kurzawa from Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, a very famous French soccer club, he posted a picture with Drake, and 2 days later they lost their by the worst margin they had in a long time, 5-1 to Lille. Now, they're way more talented than that team, so that's kind of what sparked this whole idea behind this curse. Now, there's different things. You know, people say, you know, the Sports Illustrated curse, the Madden curse, and there are different things that disprove it. But after
remember when there was a Romo curse?
Yes, yes. He was. Remember, you went to the Duke game, right?
Nolan.
Oh yeah, the Nolan curse because he left.
So curses are something in the world of sports that, you know, just kind of they're very pervasive, I'd say. Yep. Now this goes back for a while. Now I want to go back now to 2015. Okay, Serena Williams, right? One of the most dominant, probably the most dominant tennis player.
The most hardest hitting safety in tennis.
So she entered the U.S. Open as the top seed and quickly made her way to the semifinals. All right, so she's at the semifinals. She was on her way. I think she was trying to complete her third Grand Slam, and she faced an unranked opponent, Italian Roberta Vinci. I think that's her name, but
You nailed it.
Yeah. Well,
like
she's
a magician.
She's unranked. You'd think. This is going to be an easy dub for Serena Williams. Well, not so fast. Vinci won in a stunning upset, and Drake was in attendance to see it all, cheering on Serena.
Okay, hold on.
The rumors of them being together at the time?
Exactly.
Okay, so this that's what I was going to ask. Was he involved, do you know, and you're the one who did the deep dive here. I don't even have the scuba gear. But was he at the other matches leading up to this? Or did he just show up for this and she...
See, I tried to find out if he was at the matches before that, but I couldn't because...
Okay.
I mean, the Serena fans...
Because Drake erased it from the internet.
Right, right. Serena fans were so mad, though, at the time. I don't even remember this happening, but Serena Williams fans started the hashtag Blame Drake. So...
I remember taking part in that.
and it's funny, like, just recently after the Maple Leafs game, I saw different Twitter accounts going, all right, who do you want Drake to root for next? So all these sports fans were listing their rivals and who they want them to cheer for. People would drop things like, cheer for the
Astros.
Golden State. Yeah, the Astros, the Golden State Warriors. Somebody said the White Walkers from Game of Thrones. Like, there's a lot of really good memes going around. So... Now let's go earlier this year, ahead of the college football national championship game. Drake recorded himself on the gram to his story wearing an Alabama sweatshirt. And Alabama, of course, then went on to lose that game 44-16.
Oh, they're all blowouts, too.
What year? Everybody gives up. What year was that, Shippy?
That was this year.
Okay.
That was this year. Another example.
They lose 44-16?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trevor Lawrence's big game.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My bad.
Earlier, you guys remember the Conor McGregor fight when he fought Khabib Nurmagomedov?
Yeah.
So
Skin was out of town for that, but yes.
So before that fight, he was in Conor McGregor's corner, and he was seen giving words of encouragement to Conor McGregor with an Irish flag draped over his shoulders because he's super Irish and Canadian. And we all know that Conor McGregor went on to get his ass beat in that fight. And then everybody fought the crowd.
You must fight better. Fight him with your heart.
Fight him with
That's
your heart,
mate. So hold on. So yeah. we're spanning multiple sports, too.
Yeah. This goes back to 2013.
Wow.
So it's been a strong 6 years of him cursing teams.
And he doesn't have any wins.
I mean, he's probably been to, like, one game that somebody probably won one time. But he's
what's funny is he's sitting courtside at all those Raptors games, and they were total playoff failures until last year.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Raptors are, like, 2-14 in their game ones of playoff series. Oh. I mean, it's just been horrific.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought up the Toronto Raptors because in 2013 – he was named the Toronto Raptors Global Ambassador. And since then, I mean, if you just think about all the sweeps that LeBron handed him and just all the heartbreak that the Toronto Raptors have been through, he was named their Global Ambassador in 2013, and things just really have not gone well for the Raptors since then.
Okay, do you have anything in your Drake deep dive that ties back to LeBron and the Lakers?
I do. Not LeBron and the Lakers.
Okay, because I want to throw something out right quick.
Okay.
Do you guys remember when all the Drake Pusha T beef was?
Yes.
That was in December, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
I think further back.
Was it further back?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is because LeBron's got that show called The Shop, and Drake was on there. And I want to say that I felt like that started running in December, and then LeBron got injured, and the entire Lakers series went in the tank, and LeBron's not in the playoffs, and the NBA's playoff ratings are down 26%.
Yeah,
26%?
So that beef was around October of 2018.
Okay. So I'm wondering when that episode of The Shop aired. Because that same weekend, LeBron went on stage with Drake, and it was out in L.A. Remember, he was on stage with him at the Staples Center.
Yes.
And I know this because I have a family member that was at that show.
That was October 13th. Was that episode?
Okay. So then, 2 months later, LeBron gets hurt, and and then the Lakers season goes in the tank after getting off to that really good start.
Gosh.
Let's stick with the LeBron note, okay? So back in 2013, you might remember after the Heat won the NBA title, Drake tried to get access into the Heat locker room but was denied. Like, he was trying so hard to go hang out with all of his best friends on whatever team just won. So the very next season, the Heat lost to the Spurs in the finals, and then LeBron left for Cleveland.
Oh, God, that's great.
So it doesn't stop at just professional basketball. If you go to college basketball, you can see Drake rocking Kentucky Blue a lot. So they last won a national championship in 2012. Drake officially pledged his allegiance in a 2015 song, but he had hopped on the bandwagon basically after that 2012 season when they won the whole thing. And despite all of Kentucky's great recruiting classes, all the five-star recruits that they were able to, you know, the McDonald's All-Americans, everybody jokes, they got 10 of them, you know, they got four of them on the bench. Kentucky hasn't been able to win another title since that, since Drake hopped on the bandwagon then.
I think the last Final Four team they had was that Julius Randle team.
Dang.
Ashley
Judd is pissed then.
Oh, no, she's furious. I want to say that Drake was in one of those stupid layup lines for one of those games.
He was.
You guys remember that footage?
He pulled a Romo?
Dude, it was so terrible. He was in a layup line. I think he shot an air ball. I don't know. I don't remember the exact specifics, but I know that footage exists out there.
Let's see. You guys remember the 2014 NFL draft? And there was a quarterback coming out of the University of Texas A&M, right?
Draft day.
Yeah,
draft day.
So Drake dropped this song.
Yeah, draft day, Johnny Manziel. Five years later, how am I the man still?
So he dropped...
How am I the man still?
So he dropped that track, and... So he released Draft Day and all this hype and stuff. And I remember back, that was one of the things, kind of the knocks on Johnny Manziel was he's too worried about being friends with Drake and this and that.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of people who, I mean, obviously there's other things that Johnny did to kind of sabotage himself. But a lot of Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M fans point to Draft Day as the reason as to why Johnny Manziel just totally tanked when he went to the NFL.
Johnny was just playing football all the time and practicing and studying real hard until he met Drake.
Yeah, right. So I actually just had somebody tweet me too a meme of Drake taking pictures with all these different soccer players with the score next to the picture. And they lost all of these games. Like, he's got a picture here with, I think it's Ozil, and he plays for Bayern Munich, or used to, and they lost 5-0 to Dortmund, or, no, a Dortmund player, I'm sorry, and Bayern Munich beat them 5-0 in that game.
It was amazing.
He took a picture with an Arsenal player, they lost 1-0. He took a picture with a Man City player, they lost 1-0. I mean, this is a real thing.
And that's what you get for being a bandwagon fan.
That's got to be what it is, because, I mean, I don't know what this weird voodoo is. This is clearly a man who's wildly successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's...
Yes.
Isn't he the biggest rapper of the last decade?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you disagree
artist.
With
maybe,
that?
Maybe artist.
Well, I guess, yeah, right? I know what I like and that sort of stuff, but I'm not going to pretend that, you know, I'm in the demographic.
I would say
so.
Most streamed, or I don't know about sold, and, you know, but probably one of those streamed... music artist ever, yeah.
We just had that stat the other day that Lil Nas X song is the most streamed song in 1 week since some Drake song 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In My Feelings.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that was, what, like a year or two ago?
It was last year, yeah.
I forgot to mention, too, in Draft Day, he also shouts out Andrew Wiggins in that song as well.
Oh, God. Wiggins. It hasn't worked out good for him
and
either.
Andrew Wiggins was one of the most hyped prospects coming to the NBA, and he, you know, he has not... I mean, by all standards, he hasn't really lived up to the hype that he brought in. So Drake, the way that I know that this is real is Drake even acknowledged this curse by, if you'll remember, to this past round of AFC and NFC championship games, he wore a shirt with all four logos on them. So that he finally couldn't...
Play it safe.
Yeah, so he finally couldn't get... So he finally couldn't get blamed for, you know, whoever's favorite team losing.
Please. He doesn't have a favorite team.
Please tell me, as you're in, I'm enjoying this, these text messages that are coming in, just go ahead and conflate Drake with whatever sports disaster you want and text it in to 877-881-1053. I will go ahead and believe it. Shippy, great work,
sir.
Very good investigation. He's Jonathan Shipman at Shippy Fun Sports on the Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.